glad that we're together Monday through Friday. From noon till 2, you can stream us and hear us anywhere in the country or world. And, of course, if you can't be here noon to 2 like we are, you can do the podcast also at WJR.com. Look for the podcast. Catch up. Hear our conversation with Sergei Fedorov, which happened earlier. By the way, the article I was talking about, the column that I think is well worth reading from Caitlin Buss in the Detroit News over the weekend, response to Minneapolis shooting, a moral failure. Interesting, interesting look at that whole way that everyone has responded and reacted, which everyone's got to step back and wait to get some facts, even though everybody's weighed in on it already. But be that as it may. Always worry about my friend Daron Levin. I've known him for years. Freelance journalist, extraordinary guy. Happened to be born in Israel, served in the Israeli military. So did his beautiful wife, Adina. She was an officer in the Israeli military, from what I remember. And he keeps going back when I keep begging him not to, but he does. And thankfully, he comes back safe and sound. You're back safe and sound now, Daron. Is that correct?
Paul, no need to worry about us. We're under God's protection, as you know. So, yes, I'm back safe and sound and happy to hear your voice.
Happy to hear your voice. Tell us, I know this Thursday you're going to have a fabulous first of many columns in the fabulous Detroit News this Thursday. But give us a just preview of your thoughts upon coming back again from Israel.
Well, I did have one column last week that readers can get from the Detroit News op-ed page, and it was about a visit to the Weizmann Institute of Science, where there's a lot of groundbreaking work being done, but the place was hit by two Iranian missiles last June, and I wanted to see what kind of condition it was in. And part of my general investigation as to what kind of condition Israel is in, and I did meet with some scientists there, and I did survey some of the damage. And what is true about the Weizmann Institute is true about Israel generally, which is that people are really doubling down and they're rebounding from a lot of trauma and tragedy. And there's a great determination to get about their business and about their lives. And I couldn't be more thrilled by what I saw there, which is that once the funerals are over and the rebuilding has begun, I see a people that's as determined and as tenacious and as dedicated as ever, and more so. So I'm happy to report that.
And you reported that that fortunately no one at Weizmann was killed or wounded. Thank God.
Correct. I mean, what is true, there were people in that missile barrage generally from Iran that were killed in a couple of instances, but the number of casualties was thankfully very small, and the reason is because Israel has a very, very aggressive program of providing shelters and making sure that alarms are sounded and that people get into shelters, unlike in Gaza, where the fighters go down in the tunnels and the civilians aren't allowed in the tunnels, and they're forced to be exposed to a lot of the military action that happens there, which is very, very sad and a reason for the large number of casualties there.
Daron Levin, freelance journalist, just back from yet another visit to Israel. I would like to know if you saw any reaction to what the president said regarding Iran. If they start killing people, then he's going to step in. Well, they've killed over 500 people right now, so apparently he's going to be stepping in. But I would think that Israel is at a higher state of readiness, emergency, when one of their bitter enemies is fighting among themselves.
Well, there is a high state of readiness in Israel right now, and a lot of caution with regard to Iran, because there is the worry that perhaps regimes have in the past, especially revolutionary regimes, they'll try to export their problems to someone else. You know, the basis of this uprising in Iran is a population that is sick and tired of revolutionary ideology. And you hear the experts talk about how the Iranians are asking more and more that their leaders think about Iran and stop spending all this time and energy and trouble and blood trying to oppose the United States, to destroy Israel, to build atom bombs, to do something for the population. So, yes, I mean, I think that that the U.S. administration is probably getting ready to do something. And yes, there have been Iranians already killed. So we should watch for something like that to happen. And perhaps mercifully, the regime will collapse before a strike is necessary.
By the way, just so you know, when Daron goes out and he does certain things and checks certain things out, there's always a lot of reasons. And the reason the Wiseman Research Institute is front and center here is the late Bill Davidson, the Detroit industrialist and former Detroit Pistons basketball team owner, longtime supporter of education, founded the Davidson Institute of Science Education at the same Weizmann Institute in 2001 with an initial endowment of $20 million. And that was followed by a $15 million gift from his philanthropic foundation after he died in 2009. So we did have a very real connection with the
I'll tell you something, Paul. Bill Davidson loved Weizmann and he loved Israel just like he loved the Detroit Pistons. He really had a great affection for the country and for what the scientists were doing, and that's why he put a lot of his fortune there.
No question about that. Thanks for the reminder. Daron Levin, freelance journalist, born in Israel, served in the Israeli military. He's just back from another visit. His next column will be this Thursday. Look for Daron's column in the great award-winning Detroit News. Thank you, Daron.
Thanks, Paul. Really appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate you, my friend. We'll continue to stay in touch. It is 1:44 at WJR.